They're great.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Balls on fire. The Don and Mike Show.
I need a follow-up about that Super Bowl thing. We're talking outside. I was telling Buzz, I don't think it'll happen because, first, American pomposity. NFL football is not popular in Europe, but we want to cram it down their throats,
right?
Because we think, because it's so great,
right?
Because we're Americans, you know, like what we like or else.
Right.
And as I was telling Buzz, you also have the 32 millionaire owners.
Right.
Do you really think that the guy that's got the stadium in Phoenix or Jacksonville or Houston who desperately wants a Super Bowl is going to say, hold on a second, you know, how can you go to London before you come to Minneapolis?
Yeah, and what about the economy of the cities themselves,
that's
too?
Right.
Interesting.
Yeah, and what if you're a season ticket holder, your team goes to the Super Bowl, you got to pay for a trip to goddamn London?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I think Mike has perhaps the most solid argument is that it's such a huge boon to industry, to whatever city it goes
to. It's kind of like a mini Olympics. It really
is
when it comes
there.
Well, but they are talking about it, aren't
they? The commissioner says he's looking into it.
And it's part of what I like to call, I was talking to my son about this over the weekend, and I buy into it too. Americans, we are the greatest country in the world. Yeah, goddamn right, Rob.
Better than your homeland.
Yeah, Rudy.
Even I'm a
That's the Rudy clap.
Dual citizenship.
However.
What makes a Nazi?
Germany,
how does he get that way?
Have you ever noticed when you've seen someone described on TV or in a magazine or whatever, they say, boy, you know that Mike O'Mara? He's got all-American good looks.
Right.
Think about that for a second.
Mm-hmm.
How self-serving.
Right.
I mean, as Americans.
As Americans, all American.
We all come from other places.
Exactly.
So what we do as Americans and say, okay, here's a guy that's a little bit Italian, a little bit Polack, a little bit German, a little bit black. We're going to mush him up like Play-Doh. Uh-huh. There you go. All American.
All American.
The all American book.
The melting pot.
Yeah. BS.
Right.
What are you looking for?
I was trying to find the hyphen.
The hyphen.
You almost quoted it.
I'd rather hear the hymen.
The crooked cross, the Nazis flew, the hammer and the sickle, too.
Oh, my. From the Department of the Bleeding Obvious, new report says 6% of the British people have been doing their own dental work.
That's funny.
It shows.
Studies being used to prove that the British dental system's a mess. The number of dentists is falling.
I'll tell you this new fork. A little tiny fork that I sharpened to a point, and I drilled my own tooth. And what I did was I jammed it up where the cavity is, the cavity is, and I just pressed it right up inside the cavity, and I put some aluminum foil.
Would you rather have a good dentist or the chance for the Super Bowl to be in your country?
Oh, I'd rather have a good dentist. You got to keep that American football back where it belongs.
See?
Oh, help me, Don Geronimo.
Yes?
Oh, there he is.
Thank you, Gordon.
Yes?
It's awful.
Yes.
Don't bring it over here.
Looks like baby vomit.
It has bugs.
Yes.
Yes.
There is a shortage of dentists in England. And
if
a bloke can even find one now, he's got to pay an arm and a leg for a visit. And one in four Brits cannot afford it. Fewer dentists are now accepting patients who get help from the government's healthcare system over there because those dentists have enough patients of their own already. 20% of Brits, one in five, say they have just stopped going to the dentist entirely.
And what, this is a new revelation?
This actually is going to make their reputation even worse than it already was.
Even worse, that's right. They got bad teeth. Now they're going to have worse teeth.
One man says he pulled 14 of his own teeth.
Oh, God.
I know a bloke.
He pulled all 14 using an ice skate, just like in Castaway.
In Castaway with Tom Hanks. Same thing. Same thing.
Now, a dentist in the Sacramento area is arguing that sometimes it's necessary for him to place his hand on the breasts of a female patient.
That's good.
Sacramento area dentist says it's necessary to put his hand on women's chests.
I agree.
47-year-old Dr. Mark Anderson, however, has been arrested for allegedly fondling a woman that way.
Okay, Rob, stop it now.
He's fine.
Stop it.
What's he doing over there? What's going on?
I'll tell you later.
Okay.
Tell you later.
When that woman spoke up, this one woman who complained, 26 other women spoke up as well.
Yes, that's right.
Anderson told the judge that sometimes a dentist needs to palpate the pectoral muscles, especially in cases of TMJ. TMJ is a jaw-related neck and pain.
Have you ever had your pectoral muscle palpated in a dentist's office?
I'm Harvey Levin from TMJ. It's TMZ, right?
Not TMJ.
TMJ. The website. TMJ is the jaw condition that causes head and neck pain.
What has Britney done today?
Leave Britney Spears alone right now!
Not surprisingly, palpating the pecs is not one of the recommended treatments listed on the Mayo Clinic's website. But Doc Anderson is sticking to his story, saying there's new evidence that the pecs are connected to jaw muscles.
So you're saying that there's a, you know, as always, Buzz, my apologies.
Oh, no, don't worry about it.
Half listening. The story was about a guy that cops a feel while he's fixing a chick's mouth.
Right.
And now he says that it's actually part of his plan.
Yeah, to massage that chest muscle to keep the jaw from locking up because he says the muscles are connected to
each
other.
In short, he's screwed.
Exactly.
Right.
You should see part two of his treatment.
Yes, the knee muscle.
It has nothing to do with
at his
chest.
Office, open wide.
That's going to be a very deep root canal.
Open wide has a whole different meaning there. A DJ in Detroit is in deep doo-doo over a party he was planning.
Guilty.
DJ Lish is quite the party promoter. It's what he does for a living. Along with spinning tunes, he does this. Now, his latest brainstorm was a party at a downtown club at which light-skinned black women would get in free. Quoting Lish, real name Ulysses Barnes, "I made a mistake. I didn't think there'd be a backlash." He has now canceled the event and gotten angry calls and emails from folks around the country. Quoting Lish, "I didn't mean to offend anyone. I had planned a party for other shades."
Listen, you do the same thing you do at Mike's place, right? Tuesday night, mulatto night.
Right.
He sort of tried that. It didn't work out.
Come on over, Lish.
DJ Lish says...
And Charlie.
DJ Lish says he'd planned...
Thank you, Charlie.
You're welcome. Yes, Tuesday night's chocolate cake night.
Mulatto Monday.
Yes.
Well, he says he's planned a party for the other shades as well, quoting him...
It's Octagon October.
We were...
What is it? The
Octoroon.
What did I say? Octagon?
Yeah, that's not right. That's disrespectful.
Stop that, Charlie.
I don't even know what I'm saying.
He says, the DJ says, we were going to take a shade each week. Next week was going to be for sexy chocolate, and the week after that, sexy caramel.
Rob, I need my chart at all times. It tells me how people are made up.
No, you carry that around, you're going to get in trouble just like Lish.
Human resources keep burning the chart.
Barnes describes himself as dark-skinned, if it matters.
Lish.
This is Robert the Mailman.
Chicago police. Chicago police, after finding an ad on Craigslist, busted a sex show in a residential basement.
Sex show.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Wrong Craig.
It was the basement of an apartment building near a school and a church.
Not the science building?
No, it was not the science building.
All right.
The ad promised an erotic live show.
Charlie and Harrigan.
I'm Charlie Brown.
I'm Irv Harrigan.
Come on to our live sex show.
Watch
babies of cake.
Watch couples having sex and, yes, enjoy refreshment.
Thank you, Charlie.
Said the ad.
What a great sex show.
Well, what have we here?
It's a live sex show, Charlie.
There were a couple of 22-year-old women and a trio of guys in
the show. I go to bathrooms to use bathrooms.
In the show. For an extra $240, you could bring a camera to the show. For an extra $200, you could receive a sexual favor at the show.
Yeah.
Oops, that's a prostitution charge, Pixie.
Oh, dear, Charlie.
And finally, after years of eluding police in New Smyrna Beach, Florida, they have finally captured the man they believe to be the naked tickler. He's tickled at least a dozen women over the last 3 years. 50-year-old Thomas Blasine admits he videotaped his creepy escapades. He refuses to cop to the tickling.
Hello.
Though. The latest,
I'm Larry of the Corner.
There he is. The latest victim, a woman on 2nd Street who said she was fondled in her sleep.
How does he tickle them, Charlie?
The victim says...
Thank you, Charlie.
Well, hi, everybody.
Victim says she's not sure she could identify the suspect without...
Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
Not without seeing, quote, his skinny white butt.
Charlie. Guilty as charged, Charlie.
Police dogs tracked the intruder's scent to a nearby SUV, a job made easier by the bodily fluids he'd left behind.
Thank you, Charlie.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzzy.
Well, what have we here?
It's my bodily fluids.
We gotta go.
I've always been proud of Charlie. The important thing now is for Charlie to get back to his teaching.
Thank you, Dad.
Elliot Ephraim, Peter North, D.L. Hughley,
Ron Jeremy,
John Norman. That's it. See you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
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 Thank you, Charlie.
Guess who I saw at Executive Getty?
Who's that?
Esther Pants.
Esther Pants.
This is the Don and Mike Show.